Hello, everyone. This is Melissa Rowe. And today is Wednesday, August 13th, 2014. I remember it was a year ago. And I was being told that I couldn't have a dog. And that is also when I found out that the reason the school wouldn't let me, the first school wouldn't let me, was because of a friend's betrayal. It is exactly 1 year to the day. Exactly. And I am a little reflective. And it's interesting because this year, this past year has had its ups and downs. But throughout this past year, I've carried on with my life. I went to college for the fall semester of last year and aced both my classes. I went to school at the Seeing Eye, injured myself, had to return home for 3 months in order to heal. Then I went back and I completed the program. And now my guide dog has been home with me for 1 month. I brought him home on July 10th, 2014. And sorry if I get a little emotional, but this past year has been a healing process for me, and people may not look at these as big, huge achievements, but I do. They may be minor achievements, but as I try to go forward with this, there were curveballs thrown in my way. And there was always a delay. Always a delay for what I wanted to get done. I wanted to go to college. I had to advocate with the state agencies and with the college. And finally I got what I wanted to. But all I wanted to do was go to college. I know people might say that's not very magnificent. You know, it's not exciting. Everybody goes to college. Big deal. I mean, well, not everybody, but you get my drift. A lot of people go to college. It's not a huge achievement. My reason for going to college is, for one, I want to be a special ed teacher and help children with special needs, mainly visual impairment. But I do say children with special needs because there are children that have underlying disabilities that are blind as well, that need help, or that are visually impaired, that need help. I see Braille literacy declining in our country, and blind people are relying too much on technology. Now, coming from a tech geek, I know that sounds crazy. Here I am talking on my iPhone. I'm not writing this out in Braille, but I still feel Braille is very important, and this is why I want to give back to the community, to give back to the world of teachers who have helped me, who have helped me succeed. Nowadays, you've got children who are just placed in front of a computer. The machine does the work, and they're taught not to do it. Nowadays, we're being taught that we don't have to spell check our papers. We just push the spell check button, and the computer does it for us. There's no hard work involved. It's scary. Our world is coming to the point where they're making us rely so much on technology so our brains will not be prepared for any disaster that's coming. I say this in a realistic way, but that was my main reason for wanting to go to school. My other reason is for financial security and stability. I don't like living on just a government income. You could barely survive. It's tough. I'd love to have a job. I'd love to at least work part-time, not full-time now, because my education is my priority. And if I had to choose between a full-time job and my education, I'd pick my education. Because working a full-time job at a library or something like that, that's not going to be as long-term as my degrees that I work for. I didn't do so well in high school. I managed to graduate with a 4.0 GPA at the end. But starting in my freshman and sophomore years, I was getting D's and F's. I was unhappy with my life. And then after I had the life crises that I did, where I was unfortunately assaulted and almost killed, and I don't want to discuss that, it's just too painful. But after I had the life crisis I did, I had to make some life changes. It wasn't easy, losing my father in the middle of that, being diagnosed with epilepsy, having the assault that happened after my high school graduation. It wasn't easy. And for a while, after getting married to my husband was my top priority, and he still is. But my education, my life, everything about me was put on the back burner because I was trying to make life better for my husband. So for a while, I didn't even think about my education. Now, here I am. I'm going to be 30. And I've been in college for about a year. I've done about a year and a half there. And I know I've been there for about 2 years, but I did take this last semester off for the guide dog school because I went in February. And I'm just looking at it now, you know, here I am. I'm going to start another semester in 3 weeks. I know it's going to be a tough road. I still don't even have anyone to show me around the campus. So I'm going to have to do what I can to make my way around. Eventually, my dog and I will get the way around. I don't have the help that people get. Things don't come easy to me, and I'm not asking for help now. But I've just been very reflective, because all the little achievements I've worked towards, there have been curveballs thrown at me, but I've managed to work my way around them. And now I look back, and a year ago to the day, I was told I couldn't have a guide dog. It took me a year. It took me a year to get this all sorted out, but it happened. It happened, and I don't know. I think about what would have happened.
1 minute and 4 seconds.
I think about what would have happened had I just given up and said that there was no reason for me to continue. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. If I had done that, I would have never been given the dog that I was given. We're having bumps along the road. I know there are days that I forget to do obedience training with him. You know, something so important can sometimes seem insignificant when you have all these other things going on in your life. I know there's a lot of things I need to continue to work on with him. But I really look back and I think about all these achievements that I've made. Getting a 4.0 GPA at the college was not easy. Not by a long shot.
54 seconds.
And I intend to keep it at a 4.0, but if I don't, I'm not going to beat myself up over it. But, you know, I'm here to help the community, and I'm here to educate myself for a better future. One rehab counselor, because I was insistent on going to college, he said that all I ever did was measure life by the value of a dollar. Well, that was easy for him to say. He had a job. If this government shuts down and we don't get any more payments, I'm done with. And I don't want to live like that. So, on the road again.
10 seconds.
That's how life is. I think that's my song. I can't wait to be on the road again. Here we go again. Another step in the journey. But this time I have Zappy.